بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Yesterday, last night, we read part of Surah Yusuf. Today, we completed Surah Yusuf. The lesson in Surah Yusuf, so many. One lesson is that when Yusuf alayhi salam saw a dream, he related to his father Yaqub alayhi salam. Then his father told him not to say to his brothers. However, he's teaching us a lesson that everything that we want to discuss will not discuss with everyone. Possibly can cause more harm. Because the, one of the worst sins today is jealousy. And jealousy amongst outside is something else, jealousy among family is something else. And jealousy among family is very, very bad. When brothers upon brothers have jealousy with one another, that is now very, very bad. And in this time, there is a lot of jealousy among brothers and sisters. And I've always learned one thing this much, that as far as possible, when it comes to business and all the rest, it is very, very important if the brothers all stay separate from the business, from the beginning, so there will be no harm caused by anyone. So when they meet each other, they discuss other things, not the businesses. All the harms are caused today is merely because of the joint business of brothers. And thereafter something happens, for lifelong they don't talk each other. They break all family ties. So I know this much, that I always advise everyone that as far as possible, when you get your businesses must be completely separate, so that it brings up a good family relationship. So when the brothers also ever meet together, they only talk about other things, not business. Because the hearts are not clean today. And jealousy is a very bad thing. Look at Musa Yusuf alayhi salam. His father had to tell him, do not relate this dream, because the dream was something very great. So it teaches us. Secondly, this much, he was not happy that he should go with the brothers out to play also. Now to go out to play. That means we can allow our children to play. But what they play is very important. Hazrat Yusuf, it's very important to send your child out to become strong. They must become strong, they must do exercise, they must do the right things to do. But they must have the right sports to do. Unfortunately today, we have the wrong sports. We must always look at it from this point, that we have sports of those kind that bring about jealousy with one another, bring about hate with one another, like cricket, sports, like soccer, hockey. I didn't say this, Mahathir is saying this, I'm just relating what he has said. That these kind of sports bring about more harm. It doesn't bring more friendship. Because one person loses, the other person feel hurt about it, the person who wins, he thinks he's someone. Now in these kind of things, you have one thing, pride to one side, that I'm someone. If that person scored a big score, and he thinks he's someone. And that poor fellow who didn't know score, he didn't know one. So he begins to become, there is something of this kind, that there is no real love for one another. It's a battle between, even in soccer also the same thing. Unfortunately soccer, it's a sad part of it this much, that Nabi Karim sallallahu says that we will wave our pants above the ankle. But we are not prepared to do that, but when we play soccer we put our pants above the knees. So when you saw that we are prepared to fulfill one kafir, a spot, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whose own life, he tells us way above the pants, we are not prepared to do that. What kind of love that we have in us? So these kind of things do not bring us more closer to Allah Ta'ala. So these kind of sports, we can have sports of that kind will bring about love and the rest of it too. Who say we not? We must always learn to put your body right, because what, even in the time of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, exercise is very important. They should not eat, overeat. They eat when supposed to eat. Now we are overeating. They are very concerned of that thing. So Yusuf alayhi salam was told, Yaqub alayhi salam told him, I'm scared that you're taking him and what's going to ever happen. I'm not going to go into details. Thereafter, what the lesson behind the whole thing this much, that whatever transpired, first of all, nafs. Mama wabadu nafsi inna nafs alamma wa tafsir. Yaqub alayhi salam, that nafs of yours is called that nafs which is worst evil, and that can cause it the worst sin to commit. Worst sin to commit is the nafs. So he was saying, Illa ma rahma rabbi. Only that person who Allah can protect him. If Allah's rahmat and that person Allah protect him, then person is very, very fortunate. So how important it is that nafs of all must always keep on guard all the time. Secondly, third word, that whatever bounties Allah, sometimes some calamities we face or some misfortune we face, through that misfortune sometimes there's a lot of benefit in it. Look what Yusuf alayhi salam went through, so much of misfortunes, but in the end how much of benefit he derived, so much of benefit. So come to know that a lot of misfortunes can bring about good, more good than bad. Thirdly, this month, and always remember this, whenever you go through any difficulties, turn to Allah Ta'ala. Turn to Allah Ta'ala. No one else you will turn to. Whenever you go into any misfortune, any difficulties in your life, you turn it to anyone else, no one can help you. The one can turn that thing away is Allah Ta'ala. So when you go into difficulties of any kind, you're supposed to be turning to Allah Ta'ala and no one else. And you must become very firm, because, and you have to have sabr. Look, Yusuf alayhi salam made so much of sabr. His father made so much sabr, Yaqub alayhi salam so much sabr. So he's teaching you a lesson that whenever you go to any difficulties of any kind of misfortunes, you have to make a lot of sabr also. And sabr, and always make sure that you turn to Allah Ta'ala and no one else. Another point here is this much, Yusuf alayhi salam said, Ya Allah, that the women is this much, that I was invited toward that woman, I felt so hurt that I want to rather go to jail than committing the sin. In other words, go to jail than committing the sin. So in other words, he hated the sin. One is a Nabi also, and then one thing made sure to that he was running away to. He knows that doors were closed also, everything was closed. He was not concerned that door was closed, he was concerned that I must run away. Now it's Allah's work to open the doors. But because he ran with that condition that he hates the thing and he was going, and he knows this much, he had trust in Allah Ta'ala. He was trust that Allah Ta'ala would protect him. So when he was running there while he was coming out, every door, the door was opening for him. So when we also must have that trust in Allah Ta'ala, we will not learn to commit sins. If we commit sins, there's no barakat in our life. So how Yusuf alayhi salam made sure he did not commit any sin, but he went with the doors closed, but Allah Ta'ala opened every door for him. Likewise, Allah Ta'ala could open our door too. You know, there was a buzuk. When he was jailed, you know, he should get ready every Jummah time and wake up. He could not go out of the jail, but he wakes up in the morning, makes kusal and all, and he comes to the door of the gate, say, Ya Allah, I can only this much. At least did that much too. So what? This is what we have to do. We have to try to keep away from sins. Don't go near sins at all. So Yusuf alayhi salam said this too. And then Yaqub was, Innama ashku bathi wa husni ila Allah. This is a very important ayat which I want to say to you all. Say, Ya Allah, I leave my sorrow and grief, and all my grief and sorrow and grief, I only leave to you. Teaching us this much, that whatever grief and sorrow will go to, don't give it to anyone else. Whatever sorrow and grief you're going through, don't give it to anyone else, give it to Allah Ta'ala's hand. Ya Allah, it's your hand, you look after me. As Yusuf and Yaqub said, we must also, Allah forbid, we must not go through any difficulties, but any sorrow and grief we do go through, we must turn to Allah Ta'ala, that oh Allah, you the only one can remove the sorrow and grief. To make dua Allah Ta'ala, whatever I've said, Allah Ta'ala amr kani perfect nasib. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Wa la aqibatul muttaqeen wa salatu wa salam wa sayyidina Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Allah forgive our sins. Allah, we committed so much of sins, Ya Allah, but yet you have not exposed it to anyone. You are concealing, as you have concealed this world, concealed the Al Qiyamah. Ya Allah, do not blacken our face on the Al Qiyamah. Oh Allah, do not turn away from the Al Qiyamah. Ya Allah, we have no one else besides you. There is no door besides your door. Oh Allah, you are the most merciful, the most kind, most forgiving. Oh Allah, forgive our sins. We cannot look at anyone else, we are full of sin of ourselves. Oh Allah, forgive everyone, forgive our sins. Oh Allah, this month of Ramadan you have given us, the barakat of month of Ramadan. Oh Allah, forgive all our sins. Oh Allah, whatever ibadat we have made, whatever dua we have made, Oh Allah, accept our ibadat, our ibadat. Ya Allah, as in the month of Ramadan that we have been so punctual, everything, after Ramadan, right till we leave the next month of Ramadan, Oh Allah, make us more punctual, more close and dear to you. Oh Allah, you brought a relationship with you. Let the relation become more stronger and stronger. Oh Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, that our ibadat we have made acceptable. Those who left this world, Allah, give them barakah. Give the qalban full of noor. Oh Allah, whosoever asks dua, Allah will accept whatever dua is. Oh Allah, who is looking for strength, for partners for their children, Allah, give the best part of them. world now, the children, the parents are waiting for the daughters, that someone must come for them. O Allah, send a best partner for them. O Allah, whosoever is pareshan, O Allah, pareshani to. O Allah, the Quraysh dar, the Quraysh adaka. To be married, to be married, to shifa adar. O sallallahu ta'ala ala kulli sayyidina Muhammad, wa rahmatillah. Thank you.